You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. It is Thursday morning. That means it is time to check in with our friends at Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy.
A blessed Thursday morning.
Thank you. And I do want to thank you for the birthday wishes yesterday. Yesterday was my birthday, and we were just chatting about this, we share the month of August. So a belated happy birthday
thank
to you,
you,
although I had taken care of that already more than a week ago. So, you know, birthdays are times of transitions, and so that's kind of what I'm going to be talking about today. Things that have to do with transitions.
Uh-huh.
And so the first transition I thought I would just mention to the listeners is that in just 2 short weeks, I will transition and turn the page in my own life. This is a birthday that marks my ability to retire. And as many of the listeners may know, I live, my home is in Minnesota with my husband. My work is in St. Louis. So between St. Paul and St. Louis, I'm truly the person that travels the Avenue of Saints. And so in 2 weeks, I'll be transitioning out of full-time work, moving back home to Minnesota, but still will be, I guess, what I'm calling semi-retired, as I'll still be on contract with LSS and will typically be the voice that comes on the air with you for at least the short term, but on the phone instead of in person.
Transitions.
I know. So semi-retirement is waiting for me. Not quite, I guess. I guess I'm not ready for the full blown thing yet.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. And I know that you're going to enjoy a well-deserved semi-retirement.
I know. And the Farmer's Almanac is predicting a much colder, more brutal winter in the Midwest. So I may be rethinking that decision. Living in Minnesota full-time in a couple of months, you may be hearing from me going, wait a minute.
Retiring in Florida.
That's right. That's right. And speaking of transitions, LSS-wise, today, later this morning, we are actually going to be attending a transition service for the newest member of the LSS family. Location-wise, we have brought into the LSS realm Mercy Skilled Nursing Center, which was the short-stay rehabilitation center on the hospital at grounds at Mercy St. Louis, Mercy Hospital St. Louis. So as of this week, it has joined the LSS family. We have taken that over as a new area where people can come to receive REACH short-stay rehabilitation through Lutheran Senior Services. And right now we're leasing that property. And then within three years, we'll relocate it as Mercy Hospital, you know, intends to do more with their land. But that piece is also what that kind of care transition or what that kind of care provides is also that transition in life. So that type of care, just for the listeners, as a reminder, one of the types of care available through Lutheran Senior Services, we call it REACH Short Stay Rehabilitation. REACH, R-E-A-C-H, rehabilitation through achievement. So we kind of tied those two together.
I see what you did there.
Because rehabilitation is more than just I had a knee replacement, I had a hip replacement, I had some surgery, I'm a little weak, I need a little bit of time to gain strength before going home. It would be very easy for a patient in a hospital to become a guest in REACH Rehab and then think that the therapists are going to do everything for them. And magically, they get stronger. So the reason we chose that name, Rehabilitation Through Achievement, is that it is about setting goals. So in all of our locations, the new location, which is called REACH Rehabilitation Short Stay West County, shortened internally to REACH West County, is that we have interdisciplinary teams then that work with you when you come in to set the goals, to set what are we trying to do here? Are we trying to get you stronger to go home? Are we trying to achieve this personal goal? Are we trying to do this? Then together with the nurses and the therapists, you work on setting those goals. And so it's a little known piece of what we provide, but one that the listeners may be interested in knowing that when they are looking ahead, if they know something is going to happen, like knee surgery or hip surgery, or perhaps a cardiac surgery, and you know you have some rehab later, that is really something you can ask to go to the place you prefer. So, of course, our residents that live in our locations often will prefer to say, I'd like to come back to Merrimack Bluffs or Laclede Groves or Breeze Park or Meridian Village for REACH short stay rehab. But even if you're not living in one of our communities, you may not realize this. So you could get that same rehab care that the hospital would provide for you in their own center that they may recommend. You can say, I would like to go to a Lutheran Senior Services rehab. And you receive the same care, the wonderful care, the personal, the person-centered care that we provide for all of our levels in that short stay rehab. So it is, you can learn more about it. Obviously, the best the best way to do that is to go to our website, lssliving.org. But a variety of therapies are available. You've got your speech, your physical, your occupational therapy. It covers just a wide variety. In fact, I just pulled off of the website some of the things that that they provide that you might even think about: pain management, neurological rehabilitation, orthopedic rehabilitation, home management skills, home safety assessment, so many different things, respiratory therapy, activity and recreational therapy, psychological services, spiritual services, respite care, end-of-life care, hospice care. All of these things are available through REACH West County. And are available through Lutheran Senior Services. So if you go to lssliving.org, one of the best ways to get there would be there's a little ribbon in the middle, and then it says rehabilitate. Does it say short stay rehab?
Let me go back.
So LS, I don't have it in front of me, but it does. Or you can scroll to the senior living communities. So it says rehab in the ribbon in the middle. Or if you click on senior living communities and go to any of those, you'll be able to learn of the level of living and learn a little bit more about it, and hit a button to contact people to get more information about a certain location.
And I see the REACH sign on I-44 on my way home.
And it is. That's right there just after you pass, just after you go west of 270. That's for the REACH Short Stay Rehab at Merrimack Bluffs. Yeah. Absolutely. You noticed it.
Oh, good. Yes.
Now you know what REACH means.
I do. I figured it had something to do with that. I figured the RE had something to do with rehabilitation.
And when you really think about it, too, it's a play on words. Because what we really help you do is that if you are not strong enough to go home or to return back to the level of living that you were. So let's even say that you live in assisted living. You have a knee replacement. You still want to go back to the level of living, the level of achievement you had. So, so what it is basically reaching your potential. So it's a little play on words too. We help you reach your potential and regain that strength.
Very good.
So so we welcome REACH Short Stay Rehabilitation West County into the Lutheran Senior Services family. If anybody is facing surgery, particularly in Mercy Hospital or like even those hospitals right in the central corridor there, Missouri Baptist, some of those hospitals, that short stay rehabilitation site is right there and it would be very convenient.
Sure. Yeah.
So speaking of other transitions, because it's kind of birthday and because it's all about being, interestingly enough, one of my coworkers attended the baptism of his granddaughter, grandson, granddaughter, can't remember which one it was actually, a few weeks ago and came back with a bulletin. And on the front of the bulletin was this quote by Martin Luther. And it says, "This life, therefore, is not godliness, but the process of becoming godly. Not health, but getting well. Not being, but becoming. We are not now what we shall be, but we are on the way. The process is not yet finished, but it is actively going on. This is not the goal, but it is on the right road. At present, everything does not gleam and sparkle, but everything is being cleansed." So if you think about that particular quote from Martin Luther, you think about his understanding of the process of becoming. You know, it's not that be-all, end-all. It's not that one inoculation. It's not that one thing that happened and everything is taken care of. Each and every day, as he always reminded us, every day is a new opportunity for grace. Every time we wash our face, it's a time to remember our baptism. All of that is that process, that transition. We are today what we are not today what we were yesterday. We are not today what we will be tomorrow. And one of the quotes actually that I ran across when I was thinking about what I was going to post on Facebook about my birthday was really one that just said, the great thing about growing older is you never lose the ages you've already been. So we are that process. We are a whole, just a whole cluster of everything and all the experiences that have been and will be. And the most wonderful part of it is that God knows it all. So I'd like to end with a paraphrase of Psalm 139, which is always my go-to psalm on the day of my birthday. Oh God, you know me inside and out, through and through. Everything I do, every thought that flits through my mind, every step I take, every plan I make, every word I speak, you know even before these things happen. You know my past, you know my future. Your circumventing presence covers my every move. Your knowledge of me sometimes comforts me, sometimes frightens me, but always it is far beyond my comprehension. There is no way to escape you, no place to hide. If I ascend to the heights of joy, you are there before me. If I am plunged into the depths of despair, you are there to meet me. I could fly to the other side of our world and find you there to lead the way. I could walk into the darkest of nights, only to find you there to lighten its dismal hours. You were present at my very conception. You guided the molding of my unformed members within the body of my mother. Nothing about me from beginning to end was hid from your eyes. How frightfully, fantastically wonderful it all is. May your all-knowing, everywhere present spirit continue to search out my feelings and thoughts. Deliver me from that which may hurt or destroy me, and guide me along the paths of love and truth.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. And have a blessed, blessed day.
Well, thank you. I want to share with our listeners, we've got a little time left. I want to share with our listeners, remember our trip to Hidden Gems last year?
Yes.
We're going back.
Well, tell us when and how. Is it still going to be while I'm here? Can I make a surprise appearance?
I actually think it's your last day.
Oh. Wouldn't that be something? Well, I haven't got anything scheduled for that day. So
September
maybe we
3rd?
Can do that. Actually, September 4th is my last day.
Oh, September 3rd.
So September 3rd. Are yes. you going to be starting? Are you going to go from, like, start at 9 a.m. in the morning? Or
I will. His time will be here in studio. And then as soon as his time is done, I'll run right over there.
Okay.
And so Faith and Family will broadcast live. I'll get set up over there.
Well,
9 o'clock and 10 o'clock live from Hidden Gems here in Crestwood. And we'll talk with Joy and some of the other folks over at Hidden Gems.
Really? What a great idea for announcing it now, because everybody can put it on their calendar. If you're from out of town, you want to come into town.
Right.
If you're in St. Louis, you want to show up at Hidden Gems at 10 o'clock a.m. on Thursday, September 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
And I will do my best to protect that time and see if I can't go and just kind of say hello or mingle and mix with people as they come during your broadcast.
We are going to have a blast.
Oh, yes.
Some of the KFUO staff will be going. Joni will be out of town at that time, so she won't be going to buy a sofa this
year. So she can't get a matching chair for her sofa. Okay. Okay. Well, I just think it is a perfect name, because it actually is a hidden gem of a store.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's full of hidden gems. And just for the listeners to kind of realize, Hidden Gems is a store, a resale store that is owned and operated by Lutheran Senior Services. And all of the proceeds from the sale of the items at Hidden Gems go to Benevolent Care. So it is just a wonderful thing. And many of the items are the treasures mm-hmm. that our residents, when they move into our communities, aren't going to take with them, but want to donate in mm-hmm. order to go for the greater cause.
And I'm pretty sure that the sofa that Joni bought last year was one of those from probably someone's formal living room that they rarely used. And I think that probably is the case more frequently than we liked
it. I think you're right. And actually, there are some items from my own apartment in St. Louis that are going to sneak their way to Hidden Gems.
Very good. Well, thank you, Jane. Great to chat with you. Congratulations on your upcoming semi-retirement.
Thank you.
I'm just going to be semi-tired.
So, okay, you keep that up. I think that that probably has been my truth for all along as well.
God's blessings. Have a great week.
Thank you.
We're going to study the Daily New Testament reading in just a little bit. You're listening to His Time.